The ground bucked. A crack appeared in front of them, angry and zigzagging and bespeaking nothing of order, only wildness and chaos. The gap widened, huge chunks of stone falling down into the chamber below, or else hurling themselves at the Jedi, who easily turned the objects away. Luke gripped his lightsaber in one hand, the other extended, staring down at the darkness and bracing himself for the sight of the hideous form this dark side entities, he amended, would assume. A pale lavender face peered up at them. It would have been attractive had it not been swollen with bruises and sliced with cuts. The figure, female, was bound hand and foot. A cord arched her body painfully so that if she struggled, she would choke herself.
"Help me,"
she cried.
"Please."
For a precious second, Luke was taken completely off guard. A Kashyyyk Sith? Imprisoned and clearly tortured? Yet it was plain that she was the source of all this dark side energy. What was going on? He felt almost battered by the confusion of his fellow Jedi.
"It's gotta be a trick, Uncle Luke,"
Jaina cried.
"A trick," said Luke. "Or a test."
His mind was racing. If they killed this Sith without ascertaining she was their enemy, all of them, the entire Jedi Order, would have taken a huge step toward the dark side. And nothing would please Ship or Abeloth, or indeed the Lost Tribe, more.
"Please,"
grunted the woman.
"She took away my powers. She left me here to die."
Tears formed and slipped down her cheeks, making tracks in the dust that paled her face.
"Who are you?"
Luke demanded.
"Dola Annex,"
the Kashyyyk woman said.
"I served under Gavar Kai. I got his command when he died. But Abeloth decided she didn't need me anymore."
"Where is she?"
"I don't know,"
the woman cried.
"Please."
A sliver of darkness appeared along her skin. For a second, Luke simply thought it another track of her tears, revealing darker skin beneath the white dust. But then he realized what it was. They couldn't help Tola Annex anymore. She was already dead. The crack widened, and more darkness was revealed. Darkness that was luminous, pulsating. Abeloth had somehow managed to harness all of, or close to all of, the dark side energy that permeated this world, and compress it into this one pitiable being. What had once been Tola Annex now contained unfathomable dark side energy waiting to be released. It had been both a trick and a test. Had they attacked her, leaping into the pit and slicing her to ribbons with lightsabers, they would have been at the center of the explosion. No one would have survived. And they might yet not survive. All this registered in a fraction of a heartbeat.
"Retreat!"
cried Luke, wasting no more breath on words. Instead, sending a shockwave of urgency in the Force and an image of their initial landing area. There was no time to calm Ben. Instead, Luke focused on visualizing his son and sending him the same urgent missive. "Retreat! Get to safety! Get out!" Everyone responded at once, without question or hesitation, and began to race back toward the gate. The ground began to shake again, yet more violently, and Luke heard the sound of laughter. Abeloth's laughter, following them as they ran for their very lives.